Well, thanks to the presidential election, the printed word may not be dead after all.
Around the country, people are gobbling up today's newspapers. Dealers ran out in cities from Chicago to Brooklyn to Washington, D.C.
We're not talking virtual here. The digital revolution notwithstanding, people want to have that headline in their hands, Obama or Obama makes history.
At Washington, D.C.'s Union Station, Hudson News had 520 papers in the morning and ran out at 10 a.m. Still, Fonzie Watson of Silver Spring, Maryland, stood in a line with scores of other people.
Supposedly there's another delivery coming, but it hasn't arrived yet. So these people are hopefully waiting for a paper to come. The problem is people are buying four and five at a time. A lady told me a guy bought 60 at one time. So you can't find a Washington Post, a New York Times, nor can you get a Baltimore Sun paper anywhere. They're also, people are going to hotels up on the floors and stealing people's papers. It's obvious that it's a collector's item and people really want it. Look at this line. It's like voting all over again.
Quenise Wellington Clarkson from Maryland.
I just want something to document, you know, this historic election, you know, for years to come for my children, grandchildren, you know, something. I have an 8-year-old son, and he told me this morning, he said, you know, I think I'm going to try to be president.
David Redd, Washington, D.C., born and raised. I'm willing to wait, but I don't think I'm going to make it with all these people. I don't know if they're going to limit it to one or what. Hopefully, if they limit it to one, I might be able to get one.
Sylvia Cyrus, and I'm the executive director of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. There are about 75 people here waiting to get a piece of history, something that they can personally put in their archives, a newspaper. I'm going to try to purchase papers for all of my sister's children so that they can have it in their family archives, because it's going to be very important for you to be able to go back and show your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren the historic relevance of this day.
People in line today at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station to buy a newspaper dated Wednesday, November 5th, 2008.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.